Well, joining us now, the Broncos, fresh off that impressive win against the Dolphins, Ricky and the Raiders are next for them. And to grab your tickets and memberships, just head to www.broncos.com.au. Great to have their coach, Kevvy Walters, joining us. Kevvy, good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Thanks. Yeah, nice to be on the show, boys. I've been on for a while, so good.
Kev, just before we start, any chance you're going to get yourself onto the International Rugby League board and go to Singapore for a couple of days? It sounds like a bit of a junket, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, that's Laurie's a hard worker, as we all know, so that would not be a junket. That would be serious stuff. They're going to solve the problems of the rugby league world, I would have thought, over in Singapore. So get on your Laurie.
He's a problem solver. All right, Kevvy, 3-3 start after the 28-14 win over the Dolphins. What mark out of 10 would you give your club start to the season?
Oh, we'd probably go a 7 out of 10. I reckon we've had a tough start to the year with our draw, you know, having to go overseas, and then we've had some little injuries as well. So I'm quite content with our start to the season. Obviously, it could have been a little bit better, but, yeah, we're moving in the right direction here, I believe, at the Broncos.
Kevvy, I'm always interested and love talking to coaches. Obviously, last year, outstanding season. Yes, we know what happened in the grand final, but how much do you as a coach reflect on last season, or is it in the back pocket, move on, new season, new team?
Yeah, well, it's in the back pocket, new season, new team, certainly new players, that's for sure. And it's also a very new season. We're 6 weeks into it. So we did put to bed last year what happened throughout the whole season, not just the grand final. I thought it was a terrific year, you know, on our behalf. If I take my mind back to my playing days, every year was different in many ways. So this year is different to last year, different to the year before. So we need to take that approach and just continue, you know, here at the Broncos. We've got some exciting young talent coming through and also some more established players now. So we need to keep developing the attitudes of our players and of our staff to maintain, you know, a high standard of footy.
It certainly are in this excitement machine. Payne Haas, he's been out with a knee injury. It's a big loss, middle of the field. Is he getting closer to being back on deck?
Yeah, he's certainly getting closer. I don't believe he'll be playing this weekend, but certainly the weekend after, the Tigers at Campbelltown will probably be the match that Payne, you know, comes back into the side. We don't want to rush him back too early. Obviously, he's a very important part of our team up here in Brisbane, and we want to make sure that he's, you know, 100% fit coming back into the side so we can give Payne every opportunity to play his best football, you know, for the Broncos.
Kevvy, Canberra, tough team. Obviously, you know them very well. You face them this Saturday night. What do you see from this weekend?
Yeah, they're a no-frills side. They're a very tough side, well-coached. Sticky's doing a great job down there with them, you know, at the Raiders. And, they've always been the Broncos-Raiders games way back to the 90s have always been, you know, of a high standard and lots of good quality players. So I expect this one to be no different. Last year, they gave us a tough time here, you know, at Suncorp Stadium. Well, I'm not allowed to talk about last year, am I? So let's just talk about this year. And their form's been great. You know, they had a good win again on the weekend. So they'll come up here, you know, pretty confident of, you know, doing well. But likewise, you know, we're at home and we love the fact that we're taking on the Raiders. They're a good experienced side. Yeah, looking forward to Saturday night, that's for sure.
Sorry, man. I was going to say, Billy, playing some good footy. How you're obviously enjoying coaching your son. There must be times, though, that it could potentially get awkward.
No, it's not really. I've sort of brought that awkwardness out early in the relationship here at the Broncos. So, when Billy's here and at the Broncos, we treat him as Billy, the signed contracted player for the Broncos. And whilst we're not in these walls and in these buildings, he's, you know, the sun. So, I really enjoy coaching my kids, and particularly here at the Broncos. Billy's, you know, I think he's made some huge improvements, you know, to his game over the last couple of years. And I feel there's still more in Billy. It's up to me as his coach and his father as well to make sure that improvement continues because, there's certainly a lot more football left in Billy, I believe.
Kevvy, 6-4 at halftime against the Dolphins last Friday night. What do you feel improved to turn the match in your favour?
Well, we just grabbed those opportunities. I might say luck because you make your own luck on a football field. But we got a couple of opportunist tries back-to-back sort of quickly, which gave us the confidence to go on. I felt our first half, we were a little bit disappointing we should have picked up a couple more tries had we been, you know, on song as such. So, but the second half was better for us. I thought we defended, you know, better in the second half as well, except for that last sort of period when they picked up a couple of tries. But generally, our defence was much better and stronger, which, you know, that's one thing we've been working really hard on here at the Broncos, and every year we have, is our defence, because we know we can score points. It's stopping them has been our problem this year. I think it's the same with a lot of teams, though. The game seems to be changing, though. People want to see nice attacking, you know, rugby league, which doesn't help your defence too much at times.
Kevy, a lot of talk about golden point and the way the game changes. And there's, you know, players that watch it, we feel that, you know, it's a completely different game in that time. There's, as a coach, what is your instructions to the players in a golden point situation?
Well, the only instruction is to, if you win the toss or receive, because that gives you possession first, which means you're going to get one extra set over the period. But yeah, it's certainly, I'm not a fan of golden point. I've got to say, as a coach, I feel after 80 minutes, if you can't get a result one way or the other, well, each team should take away a point. Mm-hmm. And we see the rules again on the weekend with the golden point. Clearly, there was an infringement there, which wasn't picked up, and at the end of the day, it cost the Gold Coast the game. Really, when you know, if we can't, like I said before, get something decided over 80 minutes, well, you know, let's just take home a point each, and we'll all be happy.
Selwyn Cobbo, fair to say, he's adjusted to the centres pretty well, Kevy. How confident are you could keep both Selwood and, for that matter, Katoni Staggs beyond their current deals and be long-term Broncos players?
Yeah, well, that's the plan, is to keep both. And obviously, you know, they both bring a different type of skill set, you know, to our team. Katoni was one of our best players on the weekend with his robust carries and defensively very strong as well. Well, Selwyn's a bit more flighty, and Selwyn sort of picked up a couple of tries. And yeah, we'd dearly love to hang on to both players, obviously. But that, again, the salary cap sort of has a handle on that, on which players you can keep. And it's an ongoing battle, as we've seen a lot of the stronger teams, you know, lose players that they don't particularly want to lose, but the salary cap is there to balance out the competition. But yeah, we'll be doing our best to keep both. We love them here at the Broncos and what they both bring here to the club as well.
There's so much talk about the salary cap. You turn on any rugby league show and they're talking about it's a real science, it's a real art. I'd imagine you have a team of people that are looking at your players' movement, who's in the market. It's actually quite a complicated process, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge job, and it just never sleeps. there's always players, you know, in negotiation, other clubs trying to, you know, pinch your players, or not pinch them, but make them offers. So it is certainly a very important part of your club. It's the most important part of your club, that you get your cap right and your roster right. And when I first came in here back in 2021, you know, it was all over the place. So you'll find that some of the clubs that are struggling, that their salary cap is the main issue. You know, spending money probably where they shouldn't on players. It's a big ask, though, and you've got to get that right before you even get on the field and start coaching. You've got to get your salary cap right and your roster right, which I feel like we're in a good place now here at the Broncos with our cap and our roster and the depth of our roster as well.
Kevy, last week you spoke about, you know, ensuring that players like Reece Walsh are protected, and there was that shot from Anthony Milford the other night. Are you satisfied with the 2 weeks that Milford got for that shot on Reece?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think it's paramount that we, you know, not just Reece Walsh, but all of the rugby league players, their safety and their protection on the field should be a priority. And if, you know, if there's illegal play or foul play, it needs to be adjudicated on. You know, Milford, there was no intent from Anthony Milford to hurt Reece Walsh, but it was just, you know, it was against the rules and against the law. So he'll cop his penalty, I'm sure, and get on with things. But yeah, Reece is obviously a very important part of our squad, and he's a target every week. So this sort of these incidents continue to bob up. We've got to make sure. My job as coach of Reece to make sure that they're policed properly and that Reece is, you know, protected fairly on the field. It's a tough game in the NRL and very physical. That's fine, as long as you don't, you know, get outside the rules and start trying to cheap shot players and the like. I'm comfortable with that and comfortable with the league and the way they handled it.
Certainly. One last question for me. Pat Carrigan, he's just he leads your attack, he leads your defence. In the middle of the field, he's just a leader. I laughed when I saw him with the microphone. I think it was last year. I don't know, does he talk that much? Is that real or is that just a bit of put on for...
No. He's continually talking on the field and off the field. Not just garbage, though. It's constructive talk. In our sport, in rugby league, communication is one of the key assets that you have as a player. And Paddy's got that. He's brilliant with the way he talks and he's positive around the players as well. So he's a great asset for us, Paddy, and we're very blessed to have him, you know, in our squad. He's still a young guy as well. He's only 24, 25 years of age. So his best football still in front of him. And if he can impart a lot of those learnings that he's got, we've got some younger forwards coming through. So, yeah, he's certainly another integral part of our team here at the Broncos. And we love the way he leads, you know, from the front, like you say, you know, with his defence, and also his attack is going to another level as well.
So, Kevvy, Payne Haas not quite ready to return yet, but where are Adam Reynolds and Dean Mariner at?
Reno probably will be unavailable this week as well. We feel next week against the Tigers that he'll be right. And Dean Mariner's, we're doing some tests today with him, and we'll find out today whether he'll be right for the weekend. I suspect he could be okay to go, but certainly Reno's next week and Payne next week as well. And Brendan Piakura is the other one that's sitting on the sidelines at the moment for us as well. He'll be back next week as well against the Tigers. So some troops coming back, which is great, but also some still just waiting in the next couple of weeks to get them back on the field.
Of course, Origin looming as well as Billy Slater starting to get closer around the team or more phone calls, etc. Kevvy?
Bill's pretty private with his Origin stuff, I've got to say. But, he'll have a good squad there to work with, certainly, for the Maroons. Oh, it's going to be another great series. You know, obviously, the Blues have got a new coach coming in Michael Maguire, so that'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. But, of course, it's Queensland to win 3-0 for my...
Kevvy, I know you bleed Queensland. As a coach, though, you always want the best for your players, but where do you sit like, oh, God, I don't want them to get injured. I'm worried about how they'll, you know, come back and they perform and everything. How do you handle that?
Well, we want our players, and I'm certainly a big fan of Origin for them being involved. The benefits are they, you know, mix with the elite players from other clubs and see how they prepare and see how they train. And also, coaching-wise as well. I mean, Billy's a different coach to what I am, so they can, you know, get some good learnings around that as well. So for mine, it's a great experience for our players. We want them involved in Origin. It's a great concept. We've got some New South Wales players here that have snuck up over the border in the Broncos ranks as well. So
you sound so happy about that when you say it, Kevvy.
Well, I'm not happy. Well, the good ones we can take in. They're not so good ones, you know. But, you know, we've got Payne and Katoni. Reno's played for New South Wales. You know, obviously there's a contingent of Blues fans here as well, but it's mostly Queensland. And looking forward to the series this year. It should be another great one. And we'd love as many of our boys to be involved as possible.
Speaking of Reno, how's he going and how's the hamstring?
No, he's good, yeah. He's next week, I believe, against the Tigers, he'll come back. But he's starting to run a bit freer as such. And he's, you know, obviously a very important part to our team as well. He's our captain. And but whilst he's out, you know, Jock Madden's getting some great experience in the seven jumper, which is invaluable for us. Whilst Reno's not playing, it's also great, you know, that we've got Jock there, and Jock's doing a tremendous job, you know, in the shoes of Reno. He's a different type of player to what Adam is, but it's also good learnings for him to come into the side. And, you know, I thought he played well, you know, on the weekend. We'll need another strong performance from him this week against the Raiders.
Really appreciate your time, Kevvy. Go well against the Raiders.
Thanks, guys. And maybe next time Laura will be back from his little jaunt over in Singapore and we can talk to him as well.
Well, he'll be up for Magic Round, Kevvy, because they've got the 30-year 94 Premiership reunion.
Wow.
Right. Well, that'll be big. He'll be leading the charge there.
Watch out Caxton Street.
Exactly, yeah. Gee, that time goes fast, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
My Lord.
No, good on you, Kevvy. Thank you,
okay,
mate.
Okay, good on you, gents.